Hello, hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here with you today. We are live. We have Andrew Sorcini here with us. We have a lot to talk about. There is a lot happening with the feds behind the scenes, as well as social media, that can drastically affect what's going on in the markets, especially in our nation. So I'm going to be bringing him on in a few minutes. I'm going to open up in prayer. I have just two announcements here. Let me just write down so I know what to tell you before we bring Andrew on. Okay, so hello to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. Hello, hello, welcome, welcome, shalom, shalom. And welcome to our Ark of Grace team and our moderators. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Our dogs are in here, Missy and Cyrus. They are sleeping on the ground, so you may see them during the broadcast. That's why the door is open. And we're going to get going in just a moment here. So let's open up in prayer. I see people from Canada, Massachusetts. Let me see who else is jumping on from where, because people are writing it. I see somebody else from Canada jumping on. Welcome, welcome. Tennessee, hello, hello, welcome. North Carolina, so we have them jumping on from all over the nation in North America. All right, let's open up in prayer. I'll make those two announcements. And then we're going to bring on Andrew because we have a lot to talk about. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. Lord, we just acknowledge, Father God, that your son, Jesus Christ, came to the earth, Lord. He was the Passover lamb. The word became flesh. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. And he is seated. He victoriously rose from the dead, Father God. He is seated at your right hand, ruling and reigning forevermore. He is our advocate before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we invite your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the presence of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to fill this place, Lord, that the power of your presence would mightily move, that it would saturate the atmosphere, that it would go before us today, that you would order our steps, for the steps of the righteous are indeed ordered of the Lord. Father, fill us with all wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Lead us, Lord, in wisdom today as we go forth talking about what's happening. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, you are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father. Lord, every breath we have is because of you. The word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let your name be glorified above all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. 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 Welcome to everybody jumping on. Okay, two announcements. First of all, I'm going to ask for prayer for my husband Chris's mom, Sherry. She was rushed to the hospital this morning by ambulance with a very high fever, with vomiting. She's fighting advanced stages of dementia. And so we have been in contact with Chris's dad, and we are waiting to see if they are going to admit her. So we may have to head up there tonight or tomorrow morning. So please just pray for Chris too, that he processes this well, because I had to tell him, his dad called me so that I could sit down with Chris and explain to him what was going on, which is not easy. So just please pray right now. Pray for her, pray for Sherry, and pray for Chris in this. And I would very much appreciate that. And we'll keep you posted on it. We'll keep you posted on what's going on there. Secondly, mark your calendars for tomorrow night at 5 p.m., the Eclipse Part 4 teaching is coming. I feel like we should be playing the Star Wars music. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I feel like we should be playing right now for this. But there is some stuff that is going to blow your mind. I just keep digging with the Lord, and I just keep finding out more and more, and we're going to talk about it. Not only the eclipse, but something's happening in 2025 that I discovered also. So mark your calendars, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow night. Part 4 of the eclipse is on. So we're all very much looking forward to it going live tomorrow night and doing that. So we just wanted to announce that as well. And Without further ado, let's bring in Andrew Sorcini from Beverly Hills Precious Metals.
Hey, Amanda. Nice to be back. Lots going on out there.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, there's a lot. There's a whole lot of shaking going on, Andrew. Isn't that a song?
Oh, I believe it is.
Okay, Andrew. So we'll talk about, because you gave us an article. You notified us of something going on. We'll talk about that first, and then we'll get into the other areas that we were discussing quickly before we went live, and then we'll get into questions.
Yeah. So the Fed Reserve and Jerome Powell, who's the secretary of it, have been doing this balancing act for the last 15 years on how to make it seem that like the banks are really strong and that that your dollars are safe there. And we've known for a long time that they're not. It's good when you're buying things, you know, just you have to have some money in the bank in order to write checks and pay credit cards and all of that. But it's the banks are really in trouble, and there's something called the Term Funding Program, which is it's a Fed Reserve program that's actually been lending money to banks to make sure that they can continue their the part of their business that handles the commercial real estate. And that program ended last Monday. So that means that they're swimming without a life vest, and the big banks are going to be fine, but the smaller banks out there are just going to get crushed because commercial real estate's been dying since COVID. And and if you get a chance, anybody out there can Google the video with Jerome Powell. That's him there. Mm-hmm. And he's actually discussing what's going to happen. And he says, quote, there will be failures. And
how nice of and lovely of him to say.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, I'm sorry to scare everybody. It's just, this is more of a reason for us to protect what we have.
Now, Andrew, let me ask you, why do you think suddenly at this time? Now, I'm going to tell you why I find this interesting from a prophetic perspective. Okay. We're on the heels of Purim that begins in about 5 days at sundown. So we're on the heels of the Jewish holiday Purim, right? Where, you know, it was, you know, high government officials trying to exterminate the Jewish race and the Lord intervening and there being a divine reversal and these high officials basically being no more and destroyed and the Jewish people getting delivered. So I find it interesting, the timing when these things happen close to these sorts of events. Why do you think they're doing this now?
It's I think at this point we have a lot going on in the news, especially with the election.
Yes.
I think it's a good time to have a really unpopular news story come to light because it's not going to last for long. It's just going to get covered by many other things here. And I think that that's why they're doing it. Also, they could, if Trump becomes the next president, then he could blame it on Biden. And if Biden is the president for another 4 years, then he could say, well, it's going to take me more than just 4 years to fix what Trump did. I think they're just going to blame it on each other. But really, I think it's the current administration that's got us in this mess.
So they're trying to protect their derrieres, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's even another company out there called Blank Check, which is nobody knows who owns it. It's probably
Blank Check, it's called.
Yes. Okay. And it's Check with a Q. And this company. Yeah. Yeah. This company came out of nowhere the exact same day that the news of the short-term funding program ending. And the sole purpose of this new company is to buy the banks that are about to fail. And it just stinks. Like it could be Bank of America, Chase, or Citigroup, the bigger banks, which we already know the top five banks are going to eventually own all the small banks anyway. Mm-hmm. So I think they're ushering in the beginning of this process.
So, you know, that's interesting. Now, how long, do you know how long Blank Check has been in existence?
We don't. It's we've researched it a lot. I know Clay Clark is the one that showed me the video with Jerome Powell talking about all this.
Okay.
And it's like so he's quite a researcher, and we've not been able to find anything yet.
Okay, I'm sorry, but that just stinks.
Yeah.
Like I mean, honestly, because with them, do you think somehow through back channels, perhaps Blank Check is connected? I don't know, to certain government agencies, or maybe it's a double blind corporation or something of that nature.
I do. I absolutely do. It's, I think that we're really seeing the end of the centralized banking system as we've known it our whole lives. I think that we are going to a central bank gold-backed digital currency. And we know that the BRICS nations are really pushing hard to make theirs be the top one. I believe here in the U.S., we will have the top one. I think that we'll one-up them, and we will have a gold-backed central bank digital currency. But this is going to be a process. It's going to take years. Even when we started off with gold coin backing our currency, there was a time when you could have gold coin when you go cash your check, or you could get like a $20 gold certificate. It would be like a $20 bill, but it actually said gold certificate on it. Once U.S. said that you can no longer own physical gold in 1933, and I'm talking about U.S. gold coinage, it took about 10 years for it to completely go out of circulation. And I think that's what will happen here with the dollars. So it's a good time now or over the next couple of years to reposition yourself and get some physical gold and silver and protect yourself.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. So let me ask, because there's something else interesting happening, Andrew. Yes, we have the elections, right? We have what the Federal Reserve just did, but we have this very strange percolating happening right now in the arena of social media, which, as we know, they are on the stock exchange, many of them. And so TikTok suddenly is in danger of totally being shut down. Now, to give people some background on TikTok, they are a sister company of a company in China called ByteDance. And they have a little tiny writing in their clause that says ByteDance can take information from TikTok and get users' information and get all sorts of information. So now there's a threat of them totally making TikTok dismantle. And the one who stands to gain from this is Mark Zuckerberg. However, if he gains from this because of Facebook and Instagram, they're going to get very close to infringing on antitrust laws. So if this happens, because there's a lot of businesses on TikTok, Andrew, and if this happens, how does it affect the stock market too if they see TikTok completely come down?
Oh, it's going to be huge. And if there's any doubt about that, it's, you look at Elon Musk last year bought Twitter for $44 billion. So so these social media companies are huge. Like this is newspapers have been done since the internet came out. And now reading news on the internet, a lot of people don't really look at it like where you read like the long story anymore. You get your news in these little flash TikTok pictures, or you're watching shows like this where you can get the real news, because you know, you see Fox News or CNN, they're just going to feed you whatever their spin needs to be, coming straight from management down to whoever's talking. So this is how you get your news. TikTok, Rumble, and YouTube to some degree, it's going to be a devastating blow to the markets, because this could be what puts us into another great recession or even worse.
You know, with Facebook, I heard their stock went down recently.
Yeah.
Something occurred. Do you know what happened?
No, but I watch it every single day. And I mean, as far as how much it did go down, it broke $500 a share for the first time at the beginning of last week and got as high as about 510. And then it dropped to like 480. And it just seems like, though, all of that could be tied to like the Magnificent Seven stocks really taking a hit that last week, because NVIDIA was just going straight up. And then now it's having these like one day it had like $150 per share swing from the highest point to the lowest point. It was literally up like $50 and then down like 100. So it's really these stocks should not be doing as well as they've done this year. It's for me, I love investing in stocks. I'm not in them right now. And I know what's coming, and I just I don't want my greed to get the best of me by just trying to make a little bit more in the stock market. I'll wait until the crash happens and then get back in.
That's probably the best time to get back in, you know, is when you see it, you know, a huge downturn in the stock market. But if TikTok this happens and is dismantled, Instagram, which is owned also by Mark Zuckerberg and that corporation, has a lot of shopping on it. Yeah. So it would force, in a way, if you think about it, a lot of that shopping that's on TikTok to have to move to Instagram, which I don't know how people feel about that, because, you know, President Trump himself came out swinging about them dismantling TikTok.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can find an article of that, but I think that happened recently. He came out swinging about this when it came to totally dismantling TikTok and who would benefit from it.
It would for sure be Zuckerberg, because I think that the people that use TikTok for the most part are a different group of people that use, say, Twitter. Twitter's like a kind of off in its own orbit.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And but mm-hmm. Facebook and Instagram, like you said, owned by Meta, would definitely be the benefit of it. I think Snapchat's kind of on its way out, so I don't think that they would benefit as much. So I think you're right on the money. And it would all move over to Mark Zuckerberg, who would pretty much monopolize that entire market, which is going to probably move to an antitrust.
Antitrust laws would be violated. And then they'll be forced to break up.
Yeah, exactly. And it seems like all those big companies eventually have that happen anyway. I think that's why they changed to Meta and Google went to Alphabet, so that they could manage the different companies that are under them, so that they are effectively already broken up. But we'll see what happens.
You know, that's interesting, because Meta in Hebrew means dead. And if you put that sentence together with what Google changed to, right, and what Facebook changed to, you get the alphabet is dead. Wow. Which is a very interesting, right?
Yep.
Choice here. So I'm just pointing that out to everybody to just keep a mental note of this as we move forward in this, because I'm highly suspicious of all of this. And this is why I wanted Andrew's input on this, because this will affect the market. There is no doubt there will be news articles everywhere if TikTok gets dismantled.
It is. It's huge. And it's interesting. The alphabet is dead. It's like we're no longer reading newspapers and we're not reading the long stories on the internet. We're watching shows like this. It's, you know, they do think that far in advance. Clay Clark talks about it all the time with who owns all these different companies and the whole quant thing, mm-hmm. which it's interesting. Like, I guess they have a lot of free time and they sit there and have these little things like this one company, CERN, which their logo is, if you look at it a certain way, is 666.
Yes.
They have mm-hmm. these hidden things in there. It's very interesting.
Okay, so this article is from Forbes. It says banning TikTok would boost Alphabet, which is Google, Meta, and Snap. Here's how much their stocks could jump. So can we scroll down on the article and see? I'm curious here. I'm sure Andrew's curious too. Let's see. A trio of American technology giants could take on some $431 billion in market value if the U.S. bans TikTok, according to Bernstein's analysis published Thursday, as the issues posed by the wildly popular Chinese-owned social media app take center stage in Washington.
Interesting. It's, you know, we are at war here. It's a different kind of war, though. Back in the day, you know, it's a war where you send troops to another country and there's, you know, there's an air war and a ground war, but we're in now it's like a war in business, or we're in a war with the currency. It all started, it feels like, when we did the sanctions against Putin when they invaded Ukraine. So that's when all this seems to have started. And it's like, so China and Russia are working together to head up the BRICS nations. And now we want to ban the Chinese-based social media platform. I mean, these are acts of war. It's they've started a war with us. We're fighting back. Mm-hmm. And this is going to get very, very interesting. So for me, while this is all happening, I want to make sure that I own things that are outside of the centralized banking mm-hmm. system. It's owning gold and silver that helped me feel good at night, because we are in a war here. In fact, there's even a video where Donald Trump is being asked by someone that's interviewing him, how he thinks it might affect the United States if the dollar is replaced as the world's reserve currency. And he says it's greater than losing any war. And so the BRICS are working really hard to do exactly that. So all of these things happening here is just, we're losing our freedom, which, you know, this is a Chinese company. So I can understand why they'd even want to ban it. Out there, their big social media is WeChat. And we have that here, but pretty much nobody uses it. You never hear of anybody using it. But over there, they use it to pay for things with and everything. So for some reason, that's not been allowed to become big here. But TikTok has. So who knows? Maybe TikTok will end up going away. And as you just suggested, it'll have a huge impact on our markets here.
It will. And, you know, ByteDance, which is the sister company of TikTok, you know, is going to be forced to take a massive hit because they will no longer, in a way, benefit from that if it is forced to become a totally separate entity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So get your questions ready for Andrew. Andrew, I have here, just to show everybody, I have the physical here to show everybody. So here's the, right? That's the gold. Mm-hmm. That's actually quite nice, and it's quite slippery, so I have to be careful with it because it falls easily. And then this is the silver, right? What is this, pre-1960?
That's pre-1965. I believe that one's 1963.
There's Ben Franklin.
Or maybe older. That might be an older one.
And there's the Liberty Bell.
Yeah, that's a 90% silver half dollar. And when we say it's 90%, it's not that just 9/10 of it is... like 9/10 of the metal that makes up that coin is silver.
Yes.
The other 10% is copper. Mm-hmm. But the whole value of that coin is based on the silver that's in it. So when we say 90%, it doesn't have that negative connotation that some people might think. When you get 90% of something, you don't have all of it. But in this case, it's worth the silver that is inside of it.
Okay. And the gold is 1924. So this coin says 1924.
Yeah, that's a 1924 $20 gold St. Gaudens coin.
Yeah.
When people purchase the $20 gold Liberty coins from us, they get that design or they get an older design with the Liberty head on it. So that's $20 gold. So back in the day, you could do when you got paid on Friday, and I'm talking more than 100 years ago, you could go into the bank and you can cash your check and you had a choice. You can get a $20 gold certificate, or you can get a $20 gold piece like that. But in 1933, when we were in one of the toughest parts of the Great Depression, that's when FDR took us off of, or took the, he recalled all the gold. He said, you have like certain amount of days to be able to turn in your gold for gold certificates. And so people had to go into the bank and turn in their gold. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't... A gold coin like that wasn't even legal to own for many years later.
You know, it's interesting because the Lord Andrew in heaven considers gold building material because it talks about it. So that's his building material actually in heaven because it talks about the streets being lined with gold in scripture and things of that nature. So I thought that was just a little interesting tidbit to point out. But Les 3D is asking, when buying silver or gold, are coins reportable to the IRS or is there a dollar amount before it is reportable?
Okay, so the coins that Amanda just held up, those are non-reportable. Those are not bullion coins. So, for example, on those coins, nowhere on the coin does it say how much gold or silver is in it, like on the coin itself. So that makes it, by definition, a non-reportable gold or silver coin. Now, if you have bars, like a 100-ounce silver bar or a 1-ounce gold bar, those are bullion. Those are reportable. And there's no dollar amount where it's not reportable.
Okay. Lisa Garcia is asking, have you heard of the potential of U.S. rainbow notes backed by gold?
I see a lot of that stuff. People send me articles anytime something like that comes out. And I don't think that that's going to happen. I think that that us using physical coins and currency as the government's like currency that we're supposed to be spending to buy things, I think that's completely done. So when people reach out to us and when they get the gold and silver coins like the ones that you just held up, that's for emergency. So that's where if something happens and let's say that our currency just completely goes kaput, and nobody knows what to do and how they're going to buy things, then you would have to use alternate ways to purchase things. And that's when you use your gold and silver.
Exactly. Or if
there's a catastrophe of some sort and and there's no internet and the banks are closed and you can't get to an ATM. And if you did, there's no power, then you would use the gold and silver coins. So I think that as long as we have power and we have internet, I think that the way we're going to is that you're going to pay for everything with your phone or some sort of device. I've even seen where they want to put a device under your skin where you can just wave your hand over something and pay for things.
Yep, I've seen that. It's smaller than a grain of rice almost. Yeah. It's quite wild, actually, and quite sinister, I would say also. Now, Brenda Johnson's making a very interesting point here. She's asking if we've read the bill that bans TikTok and what is hidden in that bill. Now, that's the money question right here. What is hidden in the Let's Ban TikTok bill? Because we'd be willing to bet there's probably some very sinister things hidden in it.
Oh, I would agree. It seems like every time they come out with something, and two big ones are the Patriot Act and the Dodd-Frank Act, so many things are written into it, and you know they make it so that it's like a 1,000 pages minimum, and most people out there don't have the time to read through something like that.
No, they don't, you know. And we could go on and on about the Patriot Act and why that really came to be and what really happened there, and you know, and 9/11 and the whole deal. But yes, they always seem to want to put, especially in government shutdown bills, they always want to put aid to other countries or aid to certain groups, or it's just, they always seem to want to just stuff it right in there and just ram as much through as possible at the expense of the American people.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see here. Matthew Bearden, Andrew, I rolled over my 401k into a PM and I personally physically have PM. How much is enough? Is there an ideal ratio? Is there a certain OZ amount? Thanks for your time.
Well, it would probably be more of a percentage. Before, financial advisors, if you could find an honest one, they would tell you that you should have about 5 to 20% of your portfolio be in physical gold and silver. But in the last 15 years, a lot has changed. We've seen the banks have been very, very rocky in that time. So that percentage might go much higher. For me, I know he's looking for a super specific answer. For me, I would want to own enough precious metals to where I don't need to have to sell any if I have a little emergency. If you do, and you have to sell the physical gold and silver, then fine. That's what it's there for. But I want to have enough cash on hand to be able to handle any emergency so that I don't have to sell my gold and silver. And maybe that's a third of what you have. Maybe it's a fourth of what you have. But I think it's different for everybody.
Well, it leads into Helene's question, because she says, we have some funds in the bank to use to buy a home. If we used it to buy silver, how long would it take to cash in to use it towards a house?
Oh, you can cash that in through us very quickly. So let's say that you have it in a third party storage, which is great because then I'm thinking it's a fair amount of money. If maybe you sold a house before and now you have the funds sitting there, and if you were to invest in precious metals, maybe have it stored at a third-party depository, which we can help you with. And if you were selling it, say on a Monday, if you called us and you wanted to sell it, we would agree on a price, and then we send you a transfer form, and then you sign the transfer form, you send it back to us, we send it to the depository, and that transaction should be done by the end of the week. So we would actually have the metals in our account by, say, Wednesday or Thursday, and then we pay you by wire transfer. But for somebody that might be using funds that they have set aside for a home to get into precious metals, I would want you to do something more stable and get gold with it, because the price of gold doesn't change too much on the upside or on the downside.
Yeah,
and silver can be quite volatile. Right now, silver is over $25, or it's about 25 bucks an ounce.
Okay.
And I think at the beginning of the year, silver was probably 22. So it's up quite a bit. But there are times it goes from 20 to 26, down to 20, back up to 26. And it's so manipulated that it stays in that range. So I wouldn't want somebody to use the funds that they have set aside to buy a home with for silver, because you might sell it for 20% more than what you paid, but you likely would sell it for 20% less than what you paid. It's meant to be a long-term hold.
Okay, good answer. Tunsico 15K is asking, Andrew, is the depository you're working with a company with multiple owners, or is it a single owner? And what makes your depository you work with better than others? Thank you.
Oh, yeah. So there, we recommend the Delaware Depository Service Company. And I like them because they're the biggest one out there. And we have the bulk of our inventory stored there. They deliver product, physical shipments for us on our behalf of product that we already own. And they do a wonderful job. I've met the founder. There are multiple owners. They're insured against what we call acts of God. And it's actually written that way. And, and Bo Polney loves it when I say that, because he says, look, we know that gold and silver are God's money. And when God decides that that these crooked business guys that run the banking system can't do it anymore, that will be an act of God. And that's when the silver and gold are going to be worth more. And so it cracks him up every time, but but it's very safe there. It's and we put our money where our mouth is by using them as well. And most of the big companies out there use them. Also, when the U.S. Mint buys large amounts of gold from anywhere in the world, it's sent to Delaware Depository to verify and to make sure that it's real. And to me, that's super important. That means that of all the companies they could use, that's the one that they use to verify the gold.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Margaret Wells is asking, is it still a $10,000 threshold for reporting gold or silver purchases?
It's if it's bullion, it's any dollar amount. So where that $10,000 one comes from is some people will go and try to get gold and silver at their local coin shop. You know, if you have one in your town.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time they'll tell you if you buy it under $10,000, then there's no reporting. See, they're under different reporting requirements. So they do tell people that they have to register with the sheriff's department. They have to fingerprint you and take down all of your information anytime you buy or sell with them. So it's a little bit different for them, but through us, technically anything that you sell should be reported if it's bullion.
Okay. Now this is an interesting question, Andrew, because I think a lot of people are in this position. I'm on GRN Kateyes is asking, I'm on Social Security disability. I have no assets. Should I be concerned?
Well, I would definitely be concerned. However, I would stay away from the gold and silver in that case and try to put away as much cash as you can and keep it where you can get to it easy and probably not in the bank. And it's I don't mean to suggest that cash is going to be more valuable than gold or silver. It's just for you should focus more on just on the short-term needs and how you can get to those funds easy. Physical gold and silver isn't meant to be bought and sold and flipped quickly. If you want to do that, then you should trade some of the gold or stock paper options that they have on the stock market, because then you would be more of a trader. Precious metals should be more of a hold, minimum 2 to 5 years.
Okay. For those of you on Facebook, I think everybody else can hear Andrew. I think it's a Facebook issue. I think the sound problem is definitely on Facebook's end. So maybe if you could get off of Facebook and come on to Rumble or YouTube, there is no sound issues right now on Rumble and YouTube, it appears. So those of you on Facebook, if you could get off and come on to Rumble or YouTube, because that sound issue is on Facebook's end. It's not on our end. So we just want to tell people that, because people were talking about that in the chat, Andrew, that they're having an issue on Facebook. With the sound. But they're probably mad, Andrew, we're talking about them violating antitrust laws and everything else and infringing upon it. So they have decided to mess with the audio. Okay. Now, Sodium Podium is asking, it looks like they've got their little puppy driving the car. So junk silver coins are not a good investment?
To me, they're the best silver investment.
Okay.
So what Amanda held up, the Ben Franklin half dollar, that's considered junk silver.
Yes.
Now, those are worth about $11.50 each.
Mm-hmm.
So so they're definitely not junk, but they used to call them junk silver because there was a time in the late 1960s when people would say, oh, look, I've got a silver half dollar. You toss it in a bucket and you say, hey, that's junk silver. One day it's going to be worth something. Well, right now is one day. It is worth more than something. But to me, owning junk silver is the best type of silver to own.
Okay. Sharon McCaslin is asking, would you suggest buying silver and gold on the crypto exchanges?
No, I don't trust crypto too much. It's so many scams.
There's crypt in the name. The word crypt, which means tomb, is in the name of crypto. I just want to point that out to everyone. Okay, Andrew.
Yeah, it's you know, crypto's fun and it definitely it trading on the blockchain, that technology is probably where the banking system is headed. Mm-hmm. And it is our future. But right now I would stay away from most of that stuff because it's a lot of scams on there. And I just feel it's not good.
Darmy is asking, is a local credit union a safer option than a commercial bank?
It is. It's the credit unions operate on different rules than most of the big banks out there. And if you have one that you feel is good and a local one or one that's tied in with your job, it's probably the safest bet out there because you didn't hear about too many credit unions going under 15 years ago during the last financial crisis.
Okay, Mama's Girls Boutique is asking, when the dollar falls, doesn't the IRS go down too?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Why are they arming the IRS, by the way? Why are they arming their agents? Have we all asked ourselves this question?
I feel that that social media is so powerful. I mean, so powerful where you can put big groups of people together just by a simple tweet or a Facebook post or whatever. So I think they're afraid. Imagine if there was something really bad happening that was IRS related and somebody wanted to post about it and they said, okay, let's all meet at this location right in front of the White House. You could get thousands of people there quickly. And I would be worried.
I agree. Malti Pumama is asking, oh, she's got a Maltipoo probably, which is a combination between a Maltese and a poodle. Just FYI for everybody out there. What is a pre-1965 silver coin worth?
It depends if it's a dime or a quarter or a half dollar.
So
that's a half dollar. And that's worth about $11.50. A quarter is worth about half of that. And 10 dimes that are silver would be worth the same as one of those half dollars.
Okay. Good to know for everybody because, how they might want to purchase it. L4Q is asking, do you have to pay a fee when you sell your gold and silver?
And that's a good one. So when you buy gold or silver from us, we work off of a spread. So we buy it at one price and we sell it at another. When you schedule a consultation on bh-pm.com and when one of my associates calls you, they talk to you about how much you have to invest and whether you're looking at gold or silver. And if you say, look, I'm looking for silver, then they'll make a recommendation. And whatever price we quote you already has the little spread built into it. So some companies will say we charge 8% above what the value is. And then they just give you a price plus 8%. We don't do that. When you sell back, and this is something that somebody recently told me that they never hear me talk about, which I probably don't talk about it much. We don't make anything when you sell it back to us. So we don't take a commission when you sell it back. There's no spread when you sell it back. All we do is just pay whatever it costs for us to get wholesale. And that's what we offer you.
Maria Crowley, what do you do with paper money when people buy you gold and silver?
If they pay us with paper money, I get rid of it as quickly as I can because I think it's not going to be worth much soon. So for us here, we have quite a big gold inventory, and gold's up quite a bit this year. It's been holding steady at about right now. It's $2,160 an ounce, and people say, "Well, Andrew, if gold hit $2,500 or even $3,000 an ounce, would you sell all of your gold?" And I tell them, no, what would I sell it for? I would sell it for paper dollars. I don't want that. So even if it went as high as I hope that it would or know that it can, I want to keep it because it's more valuable than having any other kind of currency out there.
All right, this is an interesting question, Andrew. Margaret Schreffler is asking, the silver I purchased from you came from another company, not U.S. Does that matter?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I think what she means is like another country. So oftentimes what we'll do is, did she say silver or gold? Or did
silver. She said silver. Okay. Yeah.
So a lot of the times the silver, here's an example. When people buy, like, say, a 1 ounce silver eagle, that's the number one United States silver bullion coin out there. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful coin, and they're insanely popular.
But yeah.
Back in September, October, and November of 2022, silver bottomed out at $18.50 an ounce, and the premium of what it cost to buy a silver eagle was $18 above the price of silver. Mm-hmm. That's the highest I've ever seen it. So 1 ounce would cost you $36.50.
Now, why is that?
Because the U.S. Mint sold out of silver eagles. And usually when they sell out, that makes the premiums on all silver go higher. But the one that goes up the most as far as the premiums are the silver eagles. But that particular time, they didn't get any more for like 8 or 9 months. And when they did come out with more silver eagles, they changed the design. So the premium was the highest I've ever seen it at that point. So rather than sell those to people, if people said, I want 1 ounce silver coins, we offered Austrian Philharmonics 1 ounce silver coins, mm-hmm. or the Canadian Maple Leaf 1 ounce silver coins, or the British Britannia, or the Australian Nugget Kangaroo. And because the premiums on those were like half or even a third of what the silver eagle was. Mm-hmm. So even some of the most savvy traders out there just said, fine, forget it. I'm not going to buy silver eagles. I'll just move to some of the other items. So that's why.
Okay. Maybe your team can help Doris with this. Doris J. Dale is saying, I don't know how to fill out this 401k withdrawal paperwork. It's too complicated for me. And thank you for your prayers, Doris.
So with that one, yes, we can certainly help. If definitely call into our office and
there's
the number right there. And Janelle or Bradley can help you with that. It's I know it's a little bit of a pain in the neck. You have to take the distribution or if you needed a few dollars to make ends meet with something, it's something that you've not done before. And we can help you with it. Our back office does those every single day.
Okay. Can the government raid a depository? JMAC115A is asking.
I think that technically they can do anything that they want, and they do. But there are certain states that are business states, like Nevada and Utah, and Delaware is one of them. Mm-hmm. And that's why all the depositories tend to be in Delaware. So I think you're safe there. And besides, we're not doing anything wrong. But here in Beverly Hills, about 14, 15 years ago, they had this this depository near our office in Beverly Hills where you could go there and you don't sign any paperwork to sign up for, you can store anything you want there.
Yeah.
And all they did was like a fingerprint matched with a retinal scan. And it turns out that the FBI raided that place. And And they took everybody's stuff. There were some people doing some bad stuff there, I'm sure of it, but most of the people were not. And everything got held by the FBI. And if you even Google the story, it was released a couple of years later. And even the FBI announces that they didn't need to do all that. They didn't.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah. I think that they just wanted to see what was there, but that's the difference between California and Delaware. In Delaware, you fill out a form, it's an application, they know who you are, they have your social security number, it's not reported to the government, but it's still legitimate. When you go to a place like the one they had in Beverly Hills where you sign up with a retinal scan and a fingerprint and they don't have any other information, that's just wrong from the get-go.
I agree with that. And here, we'll make this one of the last questions. Gina Morey, what do we do if they call in our gold and silver?
You know, I don't think they'll ever do that because the difference between now and 1933, when they did recall the gold and silver, was that now we live in a more of a taxable state. and when I say state, I mean the whole country. It's even like, I think about 15, 20 years ago, the government said, if you have one of those Swiss bank accounts or accounts in the Cayman Islands, and if you've been illegally depositing money there and hiding it from the US government, you have like X amount of time to basically tell on yourself. It was an amnesty program. And then pay the taxes on that and you won't be prosecuted. So I think we,
as a country,
we tax people now more than just try to take it away. And that goes back to social media. Can you imagine if they started making us taking away our gold and silver, which is in the Bible, been around for thousands of years?
Oh, yeah. And, Abraham had it. I mean, so many in the Bible, it's in King Solomon, King David had it. I mean, so many had it.
Yeah. Can you imagine you just go on Facebook and or on Twitter or X or whatever it's called, and you just start saying that the government is unconstitutionally taking away my gold and silver, which is my right and has been the right of anybody on the planet for thousands of years. That would cause a huge revolt, I'm sure.
And you know what would happen? Mark Zuckerberg would get called to the principal's office again. Mark Zuckerberg to Congress, please. We have some questions for you. That's what would happen. He'd get called to the principal's office again.
For sure.
Okay, last question here. Layla to the world. She says, my 401k says I can't invest in gold, silver. I have been thinking of just cashing it in. What are your thoughts?
Okay, so I'm guessing that she still works at the firm where it was originated. And if she does, then usually you cannot roll it over. If you do go to human resources, you can talk with them, and sometimes they'll let you do like 20% of it. So it's worth checking with them. But if it's a smaller one, and I want to say like under $20,000, it might be worth it just to cash it out. But you shouldn't take my word for it. You should talk with your tax person and make sure that you understand all of the tax implications and before doing it, because you might have to pay tax on it.
Good sound advice, Andrew. Good sound advice. Well, Andrew, there was a great round of questions today.
Oh, yes. I love coming on here for that. It's the best.
Thank you, Andrew. Yes, our people never disappoint with the questions that they have ready for you. And so what you could do is, because Andrew wants to match you with the right team member that he has to help with your gold and silver needs, you can either call the phone number on the bottom of the screen, or you could go to bh-pm.com and you fill out their form, and then Andrew will match you with someone on his team that can appropriately help you.
Exactly. And I believe on one of the interviews, either the one before this one or even a couple back, I gave an example. Like, if you're a complete newbie and you know that you have literally 100 questions, let me know, because I can get you with somebody that I know will be very, very, very patient with you. Mm-hmm. And we're never going to try to push you too hard into doing this. Okay. We're not going to bully you into it or high pressure you like some of the other companies might do. Don't let anybody tell you that you have to make a decision now, because gold and silver have been around for thousands of years. It's going to be here tomorrow. You need to make the right decision for you and your family. If you need to, take a step back, pray about it, gain the comfort necessary to know that your decision was the best one for you and your family.
That is very sound advice, Andrew. Thank you. And once again, we have the information on the bottom of the screen here, and you can either call or you can sign up on the website with their form, and one of his team members will contact you. So thank you so much, Andrew, for joining us. Andrew will be back in a couple of weeks.
See you guys soon.
See you. I'm sure we'll have lots to talk about. Okay, and that concludes our time with Andrew Sorcini. Always lots to talk about when Andrew comes on, because he's willing to answer your questions beyond gold and silver, which I think is very nice and gracious of him to do. So thank you, everyone who put questions in. You guys ask amazing questions. And once again, mark your calendars for tomorrow night, Tuesday, March 19th. At 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, The Eclipse Part 4. It's like I want to go somewhere in a galaxy far, far away. Like, that's what I want to do with this. But The Eclipse Part 4, there is stuff that is going to blow your mind leading into 2025. There is just so much more to this that is happening, that the more I dig with the Lord, the more I find out. So once again, it'll be Tuesday, March 19th, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live on Ark of Grace. We will be doing the Eclipse Part 4. The following week, we will announce we're going to do our Purim teaching. So yes, Purim is coming, and we are going to do that teaching because it is so relevant this year. I mean, it's relevant most years, but this year it is super relevant. So we will announce for that as well. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Say thank you for your prayers. We will keep you updated about Chris's mom. For those of you who didn't hear at the beginning, Chris's mom, Sherry, was rushed to the hospital by ambulance this morning. She is fighting advanced dementia, and she had a very high fever, as well as vomiting and other symptoms. And so she is there right now. Chris's father is there. And so we're waiting for an update so I could either take Chris tonight or tomorrow morning to see her. So just pray for Chris, because it's a lot for him to process when something like this happens and when I have to sit down and tell him something like this. So we so appreciate your prayers right now. And I promise I will update you. So tomorrow I will update you and let you know what is happening with Chris's mom. So thank you, everyone, for joining us today. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91, I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it as well. The word is living and active. We have to activate it. Jesus Christ himself used the word against Satan in the wilderness. That is our example right there to use it. That is our biblical basis. Also, Psalms 34 and 35. Psalm 1 is amazing also. I encourage you that as well. Ephesians chapter 1, 3, and 6. Put on the full armor of God every day. And I also quote scripture from Ephesians 1 and 3 from the Believer's Authority. I encourage you to do the same. And we will have some updates on the animals for you tomorrow night as well. There's a lot going on at the sanctuary. The Lord is just sending animals. And so we're here taking care of them, our team, and they're doing very well. So we're going to update you tomorrow night as well. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Have a wonderful evening. We'll see you tomorrow. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together. And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue, it helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARC. It is an alternative to big pharma based on quantum physics. Over 40 scripture verses written into these patches for everything from blood sugar, anxiety, pain, neuropathy, to immune system boost, dog pain. They are very sincere about having alternatives to big pharma.
We are a big advocate of natural solutions to help with pain and blood sugar and a host of other issues.
I tried the pain patches and they worked when I used them.
When you connect it to your body, the skin patch changes your brainwaves.
Sugar, this one is neuropathy. I actually have it on. And we use this on Toby, actually, because Toby's about 8 years old. And from being paralyzed years ago and the Lord miraculously healing him, he has a little leftover with his joints and his hips. So we actually give him the doggy pain patches.
What was he doing? He was running?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I plucked him out. And wow, he's boom, and he got power. I said, no way. And I don't know. I said, Amanda, what
did you do to him?
To Toby? So it's good.